From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. will keep pressing China for intellectual property safeguards in trade talks, regardless of Beijing's pledge to purchase $10 million worth of U.S. soybeans. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells AgriMarketing.com, we will not be bought off as a country over purchases without eliminating some of the non-trade barriers in China. President Trump plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping this month to seal a deal as long as progress continues. Shaming your competitors in Super Bowl ads tends to thwart cooperation. That's what Anheuser-Busch discovered after its controversial Bud Light ads calling out other brands for using corn syrup in their beer. The Wall Street Journal reports Anheuser-Busch, Molson Coors, Heineken, and Constellation brands had discussed teaming up for a national ad campaign to revive U.S. beer sales, but the Bud Light ad has jeopardized the alliance. The potential multi-million-dollar brand-agnostic campaign would have targeted improving the overall health of the beer category. A new study by Informa Agribusiness Consulting suggests the loss of the generic cheese names could cost U.S. farmers $9.5 to $20.2 billion in revenue losses over 3 years. MilkBusiness.com reports the loss of the names, technically known as geographic indications, is currently being negotiated by the European Union with a number of countries. The study finds milk prices could fall by 97 cents to 214 per hundredweight. Over 10 years, the cumulative revenue loss could exceed $70 billion. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.